מסכן, אפשי לא ידע איזה שמך, ביחתיו צדיקים, כי זגמי לא לא.
Good.
Ich kann das Ding.
Ja, 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 ja. Schuss für das viele Schritte. Schuss für Abonim. Mein Chazal, שאומרו בני ישראל נעשה ונשמע, מיד אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא ויחו לצלומו ואופלו למקדש ושוכנתי בסויכם. When הקדוש ברוך הוא heard, כששומע הקדוש ברוך הוא, שכלל ישראל אומרו נעשה ונשמע, Because Bogu heard that Chaisel said Dasav Nishma, Miyad, he said, Osuli Migdosh, Veshochanti Besoichom. Michtichu Yitzumo, Osuli Migdosh, Veshochanti Besoichom. What is the connection between the Nasav Nishma, and Michtichu Yitzumo, Osuli Migdosh, Veshochanti Besoichom? The Nasa V'Nishma Kipshutoi, what it indicates, the fact they didn't say, let's hear what we're talking about before they made that, before they were masking, that indicates that they understood that the whole tachlis from a person in this world is one tachlis. Lehonet mizil ashchino. Lodiv ve'odam melyonos lehonos ha'ashem lehonos mizil ashchino. Sheze ha'tainig mikol ha'tainig ha'idun meikol ha'idunim. Our tachas is to reach the madrega of shleimus, the tachas ha'shleimus, in order that we should be able to be nidbak ba'kodesh baruch hu, bo'ilu mo'emes. And that's our whole purpose in this world. L'sanek al Hashem v'lehonet meziv shchidosoy she'ezu ha'tanek v'amiti mikol v'idunim she'icholon mimotzei. To reach the madrega that we have to have the closeness and the dveikus v'akorosh bochu aidei the shleimus which come from the mitzvahs. And we have no other purpose in the world. What purpose do we have in living in this world? We have no other purpose. There's only one purpose: to come to the madrega of Kolzens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's due through mitzvahs. For one approaches that he has no other purpose except to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he says to himself, "Whatever it takes to get to this, to do this, I'm ready to do." I don't want to waste my whole life. If I don't do the mitzvahs, if I don't become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wasted my life. I have no other purpose in my life except to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if it's needed, any mitzvahs that are needed to reach this madrega, I'm ready. That's the idea of the Nasa V'Nishma, an indication that a person realizes what his purpose in life is, and realizes that his purpose in life will only be attained by the way of doing the mitzvahs. And therefore, Nasa V'Nishma, wherever you bring me, I'm ready. But the Churban Beis Hamikdash, we find in Chazal say, why was it the Churban, in the Churban Beis Hamikdash Rishon, Shebochu B'Torah Tchilo. They weren't Mevorach HaBichas HaTorah, and the Torah. And the Rishonim say, pshat in that they weren't Machshiv the Torah. They weren't machshir the Torah enough, and therefore they did not say the bracha. We have to understand, why should this make the churban? Nachon, the navla, they weren't, they learned. They just weren't machshir the Torah enough, but they learned. Why should that make the churban? But the inyan is that as we spoke before, that the entire purpose of one's life is to attain that shleimus in this world, that kiva in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will give him the opportunity leharnes miziv hashchina in the other world, and to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu lidovik boy. That's the entire purpose. Which mitzvah is the best for this? How can we attain this madrega? What mitzvah must we do? What mitzvah has a special inyan and a special ability to attain this purpose? Zamchal's Masbir, that the one mitzvah which gives a person the opportunity to reach the inyan of shleimus and kiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than any other mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is that mitzvah, that act, which gives a person the opportunity and the ability to reach the madrega of shleimus. And that's the reason why Torah is so important to learn. Many, many times, Bochram ask, and people ask, why dafka Torah? Why must we have Koilim to have Torah and Torah? Everybody should join the Koilim. Torah. There are other mitzvahs. Chesed, Tefillah, other good zachen, was we can make, help our almonos. Why do we have to have dafka and everything is good? I'm not in any way lowering the mile of the other things. But why dafka inyan of dafka Torah? So Ramchal is Masbir, that from all the mitzvahs that we have, what mitzvah is there that gives us the most, the opportunity to reach that madrega which we're talking about, the madrega of Dveikus B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lehornet Miziv Shchinosoi, that's Talmud Torah. The etzem dov of Talmud Torah, and the more that there are two parts of Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah in order to know what has to be done to do the mitzvahs, but there's a Talmud Torah for Talmud Torah in itself. The etzem essence of Limra Torah mitzar atzmoi, not only the hechetimsa to in order to do the mitzvahs. Torah mitzar atzmoi. That Torah mitzvah atzmoi, that's what brings us to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Limud HaTorah. Misa Atzmai. Etzel Limud HaTorah. That's what the Ramchal is Mazbir. If that's the case, how could it be that Mizman HaMikdash, they were not Machshiv the Torah? If the whole, our whole purpose in life is to reach that Madrega of that Hamadrega of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Torah gives us that koyach. How could it be that they weren't Machshiv Torah? The answer is that wasn't their whole purpose in life. Bezman HaBeis HaMikdash, there wasn't a whole purpose in life that only to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that wasn't their sole purpose in life, Memele, they weren't Machshiv Torah so much. That isn't the purpose in life. The Gemara says in Shabbos of Kuf Dalid, and I'll say it in English, if you don't want me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't want me, I don't want you. If I day zeh that you're not machshiv the Torah, which indicates that your purpose in life is not only to become close to me. You don't want my closeness. Then I don't want you either. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misalik himself. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misalik himself from the Beis HaMikdash, Kemach Tochon Tochanto, the Beis HaMikdash is losing its Kedusha. There's no Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash anymore. And then maybe the Churban has to be. The Churban of the Beis HaMikdash came because there was a lack of Shivas HaTorah, because there was a lack of Ratzon to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misalik himself from the Beis HaMikdash. And that caused the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the Nas of an Ishma, when he heard the opposite, we do want you. Not to this from, we're ready for anything. But if you know that our whole tachlis has become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have nothing else besides that. Therefore, Nas of Nishma, when he heard the Nas of Nishma, that you want me, is also the Mikdosh v'shochanti b'soichom, and I'll be part, and I'm coming into you, because you want me. The hafoch of the Churban. The Churban was that you don't want me, and he's misalik. Nasanish says you do want me. It's also the mikdash v'shochanti b'soicha. And this yediyah of the Shivas HaTorah is something which everybody has to have. Every bocha, every person who learns Torah and wants the steigen Torah, have to have this idea of the Chshivas HaTorah. As Rabbi Yonah tells us in Mishle, on the Pasuk, Yireth Hashem Leitzis Dovol, Leitzis Das, Chochmu umosa umusa evilim bozu. Yiras Hashem reishis das. Techilas kol das. Before any learning of das, of Torah. Tilmoid v'naftrecho yiras Hashem yizbarach. Learn musa, learn naftrecho. Yiras Hashem yizbarach. Ki ha-chochma v'amusar. Evilim, who don't have Yirav Shemayim, bozu, they mevazeh, they make fun of it, they mezalzel, she'en lem Yirav Hashem, and therefore Torah is not choshev behem, ve'en lem yikron b'neyem. Rabbi Yonah says, that a person who has no Yirat Shamayim is Torah Eina Yochanan Beinehem. It's not Choshev by them, Torah. V'otatzliach b'limud ha-chokhma, a person cannot be matzliach and limud ha-chokhma, im einenu Yochanan Beinecho, if Torah is not Choshev by you, is not dear by you, is not Choshev by you. V'otizchayim b'yotcho, and will not be Mekayim by you. Shvenemar, Nochalti Eidosecho, there was a Yerusha, a Kenyan Gomel in your Torah, he softly behemo. And here Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us a very, very important thing. He's telling us we must have the Chshivas HaTorah. Without the Chshivas HaTorah, we cannot become, cannot be Talmidei Chachamim. Without Yirat Shamayim, which will bring the Chshivas HaTorah, we cannot be Talmidei Chachamim. Why do we have to have the Chshivas HaTorah? We would have said simply, without Chshivas HaTorah, I can't have the full Amelus B'Torah. Why a person can be Omel B'Torah with all his Koyach if he holds that the very Choshev is Ach. If he holds it's not that Choshev, he won't be Omel. But Rabbeinu says something else. Plus, that without the Chshivas HaTorah, it's missing the V'harevno of the Torah. It's missing the person's Hanor from the Torah. And what does that mean? Not every sugi has a Geshmak of Chira, a Geshmak of Svora, a Geshmak of Kashra. Then you have everybody. Very, very, very good. Very nice. You have a geshmak. But what happens when you have a tashfera sugya, a difficult sugya, which is chas v'shalom considered a dry sugya? Where's the hanor there? Where's the lumbus there? Why do I have hanor there? There's one answer. Because it's Torah, and with this Torah, I'm in Mekayim, the most important thing in my life. And that gives me satisfaction. I once gave a muscle, a person sees somebody drowning in a cold water, and the person jumps into the cold water in a cold day, and he brings the person out. That person was a heavy person. It was very, very hard. There was absolutely no hanor whatsoever in what he was doing. In all his yigiyah of saving the person, he had no hanor at all, no physical hanor, but he has tremendous satisfaction. He was saving a person's life. When we learn Torah, and we know we have that this, we're doing the most important thing, we have that satisfaction. And that gives us the koyach of to learn. Torah, because it's choshev by us, we know that it's the most important thing in our life. Because that makes us reach the madrigas that we want to reach. That gives us the koyach to learn. And the koyach of the simcha. Koyach of simcha. And Rabbeinu Yonah adds on in a different place in Mishle. And when you learn with simcha, tipokachno eine aseichel, your mind opens up. Your mind opens up. And you become a big lamdan, a big talmid chacham. So what we learn here from Rabbeinu Yonah, that a person has to know on behalf of the Yirat Shamayim. And because of the Yirat Shamayim, he'll have the chshivas haTorah, because he'll know that the whole taklus haChayim is only to reach the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's only through Torah. So we'll have the hanor and the satisfaction of Torah. And we have that. Tipokachnu eini aseichel, because of this simcha. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah tells us. That's why it's so important for us to know the chshivas haTorah. It's so important for us to have the Yirat Shamayim for chshivas haTorah, in order to have the chshivas haTorah. The Chodesh Baruch Hu should give us the koyach that we should have the emes of Yirat Shamayim, and through that, to understand that our whole tachlis is to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. And we should have in our hearts the Chivas HaTorah. And learn with all the Hasmada and all the effort that's possible to understand the Torah and to be satisfied and enjoy the Torah. And we should therefore be zeicher to tipokach vein haseichel, that we should have the clarity of the Torah, clarity knowing the entire Torah with a clarity. Hashem should give us the koyach of doing this, and this should be for all of us a Yeshua, that we should have the Torah, and this way come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this will be a gevaldik kvod shamayim, which will bring him eventually, besides the Shmai, the Gula Shlema.